All right, so we're doing this again. I am doing this again. I have spent a long time just sitting in my head, talking about all the things I want to do and not actually doing it. So here we are actually taking steps forward and doing what I said I would do, which was podcasting and all the other big dreams that I've ever had. Let's just do it. And how I even got back here, we'll get there in a minute. But today we're just going to welcome you back to Messages to Me. And the reason I even started this podcast was simply because I was like, I always have these great grandeur moments, I guess, and realizations. And I feel like it's not just for me, but it's things other people relate to. So a message to me often is a message for everybody else. So here we are doing it again. And hopefully you're still on board with me. If you're not, it's honestly okay. I'm doing this for me at the end of the day. It's more important for me than it might be for you. But if it becomes really important for you, then that's good too. I mean, I accept. You accept. So yeah, messages to me. So I'm going to start off by first saying I had a dream. And it wasn't the Martin Luther kind. It was really a clear dream that gave me three messages. And sadly, I forgot the first two. But the last message was about not staying in my memories. And when I got that message in my dream, I swear to you, my guide was just like, yo, this is what it is. They were really just telling me, like, stop getting stuck in what I think I should be doing and just do what you want to do. Do what comes natural. Go forward. Like, step into you. Stop thinking about all the things you should be doing, or stop thinking about memories of what you believed you should be, because that's keeping me from actually becoming who I actually am. And that's preventing me from being free enough to just do this. So that was the dream. It was profound to me, and I've never actually gotten a clear message like that in my dream. And so here we are. Following along. And for those of you who have seen my journey, you know I've started and I've stopped and I've started and I've stopped. And at some point, you just got to keep going, I guess. So I'm not turning this into a new podcast. I'm continuing where I left off. I was pregnant during that time, and then we moved, and now I'm here in a whole new space, a whole new environment with a child, with a whole daughter, yo. And we're going to do this for 30 minutes. Messages to me. This would be the fourth episode, I believe. And if not, we'll put the count somewhere. But we're here. And today I'm going to talk about vulnerability. So that was 3 minutes of me telling you about what brought me to this point. But we're probably going to get a little bit more vulnerable. And please, God, don't let me cry. I'm a very emotional person, but I haven't cried in a long time. And that reminds me that I have not been allowing myself to be vulnerable. In fact, I've just been going and going and going and not really thinking about how important it is for me to be vulnerable. So here we are. Let's go. So vulnerability, we all know what that is. And I've always considered vulnerability to be one of my greatest strengths. And that's because I feel like when you're vulnerable, it allows you to show your weakness. It allows you to show where can be improved. And it allows you to bring up what's missing so that you can actually fill that space. So it is a strength, because a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable, which means we can't figure out where our weak points are. And by not figuring out where our weak points are, we just keep going forward with tons of weak spots. And in a sense, we're waiting for people to find those weak spots and exploit them. Or we're really just looking or just waiting for ourselves to break down and crack. Who knows? It's really based on your life, what happens. So yeah, this whole vulnerability thing, it came to me just now when I was putting my daughter to sleep. Her name is Phoenix. I was putting her to sleep and I was just thinking about, oh my gosh, if you go to sleep right now, I'm so excited. I could actually record. This will be really good for me. And I was like, man, what should I make my third pod, my first comeback podcast about? And I'm like, I don't know. Just talk about where I've been, talk about what's going on with me. And that's really what this podcast is going to be about. And then it came to me that I'm going to talk about vulnerability. And so there's two types of vulnerability too. There's surface, and then there's a deeper level of vulnerability. So I want to show you both sides of the vulnerability page. Surface vulnerability. I decided not to put on any makeup. My skin is doing whatever my skin wants to do today. My hair, I straightened it, but I went in the pool and it got fluffy. Yeah, we bought a pool. Not like a deep, like those like Supreme ones, not those like, you know, rich people ones, but we bought one of those blow up ones that are big enough for people to chill. Anyways, I'm happy. It's a dream come true. So surface vulnerability, like, okay, I didn't put on any makeup. I didn't put on an eyelash. I didn't do anything but put this wrap on, put my hair in a bun, and put on these earrings and do my eyebrows, because a girl never goes without her eyebrows. At least I don't. So that's surface vulnerability. And oddly enough, for some people, that like not putting on makeup for them feels like deep vulnerability. But there's so many more layers to people, and I hope they will figure that out either from this podcast or somewhere along the way. So one, that's my surface level vulnerability, showing you guys exactly what I look like, minus not doing my eyebrows. And then what we're really going to go into is the deeper vulnerability, because the deeper vulnerability is that soul level vulnerability, that emotional vulnerability where you might cry, you may break down, you may get frustrated, you may get angry because you're showing what you feel makes you weak, but you're also showing what makes you sad or what gets you angry. And those are considered weaknesses, because if you aren't tapped into that, then other people can use those weaknesses against you. They can make you angry and bring you out of your character and bring you out of your peace. And that is a weakness. If you can be brought out of your peace, when you are truly strong, understanding your vulnerability and able to be vulnerable, even if someone tries to bring you out of your character by using what makes you sad or what makes you upset against you, or to try and exploit what makes you sad or what makes you mad, you have enough control to stay in a peaceful place, or even get vulnerable and sad about it and say, yeah, that hurts me, and speak about it and move forward without them pulling you out of your comfort or out of your peace. So, and I shouldn't say it doesn't pull you out of your comfort, because a lot of the times being vulnerable pulls you out of your comfort zone. And that's where, as we all know, the magic happens, because you get to learn about yourself in that process. So the deeper vulnerability I'm going to share with you guys about myself is that, again, I've been stuck. I've really been stuck. I've had so many plans to do podcasts, and I've had so many plans to have my Instagram look a certain way. I've had so many plans to do YouTube and to do anything where I could speak to people. And each time I do it, I give up, or I'm not consistent, and I beat myself up for it. I get very frustrated with myself. And it almost was a trigger for me, because I'd reflect on it and I would get sad, and it would put me in a place where I was just a little bit down about it. And I would even question, like, oh, I don't have the ability to speak clearly anymore. I can't speak to people anymore because, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with that I will say the right things, or I was just in my head. And so that's a, like, in a very big way, it's a vulnerable place for me to be. Even just doing this right now, holy smokes. It's me offloading a whole lot of feelings I've just held up within myself because I was too scared to acknowledge it in front of others, and to also admit to myself, like, this is really how I've been feeling. And I haven't cried for a long time because I've been holding on to this without letting it out.
And it's so weird because I feel like just being able to talk about this allows me to be more clear about what I truly want. It allows me to speak into existence every single thing that I want. I'm no longer holding on to being stuck or not being able to reach the dream or live the dream. I don't know. It's just like, yeah, I'm not holding on to not being able to live my dream. And by letting that go, I can now attract the real dream into this life and into my right now. So, yeah, that's an emotional thing I go through on a regular basis. I mean, we could talk about my fears and that stuff that I guess might make me vulnerable. But no, I think at the end of the day, the one thing I know has always been a weakness for me is feeling like an imposter and going through that imposter syndrome. Feeling like I set goals and I don't achieve them and I'm going forward, but I'm not really. I'm like still here thinking, planning, not ever taking the first step. But today I'm taking a step and I am working on being consistent. I am making the space to be consistent. And I will say there's an added pressure that I'm a mom now because I want my daughter to see me step into my dream so she knows it's 100% possible. But if I don't do that, I don't know how I can teach her to step forward into her dreams and her wishes and to go for what she wants if she never sees that modeled by myself. I understand fully that, like, that's a lot of pressure to put on myself. And that is a habit and a problem I still am working on. Or not a problem, but that's a thing I continue to work on. But as many times as I would say she has proven that she will go for whatever she wants because she's a child, I also recognize that she also has other role models in her life. And because she has other role models, she might just look towards them as go-getters and she may follow their footsteps. But I firmly believe in you model the behavior you want your children to have within your home. And this behavior, I would like to model for her. I would like to show her, like, yeah, your mom's a boss. She's a G. Not a girl boss, but she's like, she's a boss in the sense that she went for what she truly wanted. And she allowed her desire to come into fruition. So that's why we're here. That is why we're here, because I have a daughter now and she needs to know that you can achieve what you truly set out to achieve. So, So yeah, that is really just the talk on vulnerability that I thought was so important for us to have today, because it's what I'm going through. It's really what I'm going through. And I want to know what you guys are going through. What really does make you so vulnerable? Like, what makes you vulnerable, or what makes you feel vulnerable? What upsets you? What makes you sad? What gets you upset? Like, those are questions you could even ask yourself to now figure out what your vulnerabilities are. And then from there, you can work forward on them. You can start questioning why those things make you vulnerable, and or how does it make you feel? How does it make you vulnerable? What does it do to you? These may not be even be great questions, because me sitting here being vulnerable is also letting you know, I feel like throughout the pandemic, my ability to communicate has been hindered. I haven't really been talking to a lot of people. Even through pregnancy, I was more to myself for some reason. It just happened. And I feel like through the 2 years of the pandemic, I have really been holding on to my words. I haven't been writing. I haven't done any of those things. But those are the methods I employ in order to actually be clear in speaking, be clear in thought. So excuse my talking sometimes. I don't know if it's always going to be on point. I don't know if it's always going to make sense. But I'm never going to get to a place where it does if I don't practice and if I don't just do what helps me to become more clear in my thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because this whole thing is crazy. Like, how we set up in our mind that we shouldn't do anything until we're better at it, that may work for some professions, but when it is really something that is you, and I mean, I could take a professional speaking course, sure, I don't mind, but I know myself right now. If this doesn't improve me, then I'll take a professional speaking course. But right now, and I know because I've been out of this practice, I have to keep doing it. Like, this is life practice. This is doing the act that I want to become better at is practice. And I really could care less about other people's thoughts on perfect practice makes perfect practice. And like, no, yeah, great. That's fine for you. Whatever. But I'm saying, I guess I have a bang now. It's for those not watching and listening, it's my head wrap unraveling because it's not a real head wrap. I just put this on. It's actually from an old, not even old, it's from a shirt I bought that, or dress I bought that I never wore. And I tried turning it into a shirt and never wore it. Anyway, yeah, I believe this is all practice. And this is why I'm sitting here talking to people about the things that I'm learning and life stuff that just keeps coming up. It matters. And one day, I will probably go back to talking to people randomly, inviting people on here to speak with me. But for now, I need to just speak and pour out what's within me and what's been held within me for the last 2 years. Because I believe in my pouring out, there's so much I can offer you, whoever is listening. So here we are. I'm not even doing East End Vegan right now. So, yo, life is different. And it's not just because I have a child. It's because I've changed a lot. And I've also gotten into my head far too much, way more than I should have. Anyways, here we go. Here we are. So, that is actually our first episode back. And, you know, just to recap, we talked about the vulnerability side. We talked about surface level, the deeper level of vulnerability. I mean, you guys know from Instagram, you've seen surface level vulnerability where it's like, I'm not using a filter or I'm not wearing makeup. And it's like, this took so much for me to do. And it's like, yo, if that's your level of deep, you do still have some work to do, but if that's where you got to start, then cool too. I mean, it is what it is. Everyone meets you somewhere, okay? Like, if that's, wow, is this the influencer space? Good Lord. Anyways, let me just not talk about the influencer space yet. We'll get to topics like that eventually, because as I told you, I have a lot that I can share, a lot to talk about. We're just not going to talk about it right now. We'll talk about it at another point. You know what I'm saying? There's more time for this. So, yeah. Anyways, I employ you. Or I keep saying employ. Why is that the word today? I encourage you to look at yourself, figure out what your vulnerabilities are, and work with it. Become connected to your vulnerability by simply understanding it. This may seem like shadow work to some people who are light workers or who are in the spiritual side of things. And in a sense, yes, it is shadow work, and shadow work has to be done. Like, you have to work with the parts of yourself you don't want to see. You have to explore that side of yourself, because if it's an area of darkness within you, then it must be brought to light.
so that you can truly understand its meaning for you and you can balance it out with more light. So, yeah, you don't really want to be stuck in a place where you feel like there's a bunch of things you just don't want to bring to light, because then it makes you feel like you have a lot of skeletons in your closet. It also gives a lot of people, if you think this way, it gives other people, in a sense, ammo to use against you. My phone's shaky because my thing is not very stable, by the way. But yeah, that's another way to look at it. For those people who are always thinking somebody is out to get them, or people want to use things, people are always using things against them, just imagine or remember working on the parts of yourself, your shadow self, the parts that you don't want anyone else to see, the parts that, you know, make you vulnerable. Working with all those areas help reduce the amount of ammo other people may potentially have to use against you. Talk openly about issues that you have, because I'm a true believer that there really aren't any secrets. I only have secrets in my life because at the end of the day, they impact family and they are not yet ready to come to terms with their shadow self. And it's not my, I don't have the right to push them into that direction as yet, because they have never granted that permission, and I only can look after my life. I can't force them to be in a better position in theirs. That's just how life goes. Or at least right now, you know? So, you know what it is. That's all I'm going to say for today. Thank you for listening to me do what I do. Talk. Yeah, and tell me what you think about this format. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up, and hopefully you learned something today. And if you didn't, that's on you. That is on you. But surely enough, it's on the both of us. It's always gonna be on the both of us. But no, I learned quite a bit about myself today. I know what makes me vulnerable. If I end up coming with a part two later on, that's because I was like, oh shoot, I was doing some shadow work, I was doing some sort of stuff, and I've realized these things make me vulnerable as well. You know, we'll get into the vulnerability about me being in my head too much and why I overthink things. That's a real vulnerability for me, but that will be on another episode. Like I said, thank you for tuning in. This is the third or fourth time I'm saying thank you for tuning in, and that's because I don't know when to end. I love talking so much. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram at melononline_, or you could find me on TikTok at melononline_. Yes. All right, and YouTube, where you're looking now. All right, y'alls. Oh, and Spotify, messages to me. Shout out to a real G for this whole recording, my partner in crime, Sheldon, for always hooking me up with the best tools to make my dreams come true. Holla.